This is my Christmas jacket, and this is how you're supposed to be dressed when you come to church. I was frankly appalled this morning. No, I'll change that. I was appalled by Frank this morning. Frank, would you just stand up for a second? Everybody's going to turn around and look at you. Uh-huh. That's how Frank thinks you're supposed to be dressed. OK, all the adults that have got a Christmas jumper on, just stand up, just for a second. I hope you're all proud of yourself. Oh, for goodness sake, Bobby. No, not the pastor. This church is going to the dogs. Jesus, what's in a name? Well, here's what the angel said to Joseph. The angel said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So what's in a name? Actually, the name Jesus was quite a common name. Lots of parents used to call their children Jesus. In Hebrew, it's actually Yeshua or Yeshua. And in Greek, it's Jesus. And it's just a Greek way of saying the word Yeshua, because there's no SH sound in the Greek language. But in English, if we were to translate it from Hebrew, it means the rescuer or the savior. A rescuer or a savior. Now, the angel said to Joseph, I want you to call him the rescuer, because he's going to rescue people from their sins. So it was a very important name. Would you like to see a rescuer at work? Yeah? This was down in Dunbar earlier this year, and a fisherman got into trouble in a small fishing boat, and he called in to the Coast Guard, and they arranged for the Dunbar lifeboat to go out and get him. If you do go onto the RNLI website, sometimes it's a good idea to turn the sound down when you're watching these guys at work. I'll just leave it at that, okay? But I should explain, they're working under a lot of pressure. Now, in this case, they've got a little GoPro camera on their helmets, so they can film everything that's happening, and then you have a kind of lessons learned afterwards. Unfortunately, they got there after the boat had taken on water, and there's air trapped in the bow of the boat, so he'll bang on the hull. Watch this. If anybody's trapped inside, then they'll try and get a winch onto the boat and pull it up to rescue him, or a diver will go into the boat, but there's nobody on the boat. So he's already abandoned the boat, so they have to go looking for him. And that's why your life jackets are always bright orange or something like that, so you can spot them. Then when you see the casualty in the water, you point directly at them and the skipper will go over. But you never take the boat up right beside them. Somebody has to jump into the water beside them to rescue him. Now, if we were speaking Hebrew, we would say that was the Yeshua, that was the Jesus. Jumping in, putting himself into danger. In this case, it's reasonable weather and not far offshore. But it's still a pretty good swell there. Now, unfortunately, the fisherman didn't have a life jacket on, and so he grabbed a life jacket before he jumped in the water, and they're set to inflate themselves. So he was holding on to the life jacket, keeping himself afloat. You can't do that for long. You pass out with the cold water, and you can let go. So that's why he should always be wearing a life jacket. So you can see him holding his life jacket there, but that means he's got no harness around the back either. So the guys had to lower a sling to pick him up. And they get him up into the water, and he's saved. So that's a rescuer at work. There's lots and lots of rescuers. Just for fun. Okay. Stand up, all those of you that work for the National Health Service. In any capacity, stand up. Okay, let's have police, ambulance drivers, anybody who's been a policeman or ambulance driver, would you like to stand up? Right, where are the social workers? Where are the counselors? Okay, this is going well. We've got about half the church standing up. Okay, any CAP helpers here? Any street pastors? Right. See, there's lots and lots of rescuers. I think we just give them all a round of applause, don't you think? You never know. Tom, how many lives have you saved? He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know how many lives he saved. Jesus has saved countless lives. It was a wonderful prophecy in the name. He will be called the Rescuer. A lot of people say, I'm not in any danger. I'm just having fun. What do I need a Jesus for? The Bible says, everyone has sinned and fallen short of God's required standard. All of us have sinned. Now, sin, it's an old-fashioned kind of a word. When we say the Lord's Prayer, we like to say, forgive us our debts, as if it was something that we owed, or forgive us our trespasses. Well, to trespass literally means to wander from the right path, and all of us have done that. Here's somebody that's wandered from the right path, and it's a pretty good picture of the state that we're in. I think you would know that you're going to need rescued when you wander from the right path. So we can't get to heaven until our sins are forgiven, until our trespasses are paid for. And that means we need rescued. So Jesus, how did he do it? Do you remember I said, what's in a name? In Hebrew, Joshua or Yeshua. In Greek, Jesus. In English, the Rescuer. But in sign language, now we know how he did it. Do you know how we say the name Jesus in sign language? You can spell it. It would be J-E-S-U-S. But we don't do that. We simplify it. We just point to the palms of our hands from one side to the other. That's the name Jesus in sign language. And it's to remind us of how he did the rescuing. He went to the cross as an adult, and he died taking on himself all the punishment for our sins and our trespasses. And he says, if you ask me for forgiveness, I will set you free, and one day I will welcome you to heaven. One of the writers in the New Testament described Jesus as the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let me ask you this morning, are you rescued or do you not think you're in any danger? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you, Lord, that you came as that little baby with the purpose of teaching us and showing us how we ought to live. And then knowing that we couldn't live to that standard, you went to the cross and bore the punishment for everything that we've done wrong. Lord, we worship you and thank you this morning that you are the Rescuer. You are the Yeshua. And Lord, we pray that everyone here this Christmas will connect with you and ask you, Lord, to forgive their sins, that they too may know the joy and the completeness of being reconnected with our loving Heavenly Father. So we give you our thanks for this lovely period of the year and pray that amidst all the excitement, we'll remember the greatest gift of all, the baby Jesus. Amen.